What's going on, people? This is your boy, Michael O, your chief motivational officer. Listen, I am excited to bring you a brand new podcast, Moving Mountains, hosted by myself. Find me on Spotify, find us on iTunes, find us on YouTube. Connect with us, Moving Mountains Podcast. What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of Moving Mountains Podcast. I am your host, Michael O. Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, guys. Listen, I appreciate you guys sending in the messages, sending in the voice notes. If you're not following us already, make sure you're following us on Moving Mountains Pod _ on Instagram and also my personal Instagram, which is sir.michaelo. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear all the good, juicy information that you're getting from it. I want to hear about all the light bulb moments that are coming up for you as you listen to this podcast. I have got a very exciting episode for you. So I get a lot of messages. Of course, if you followed me at all on YouTube, if you haven't as well, check it out on YouTube, sir.michaelo, just to check out some of the YouTube stuff that I do. But I talk about, of course, law of attraction. I talk about manifestation and all of this wonderful stuff. I wanted to give you on this episode today, 5 steps to being able to manifest your dreams. 5 steps to being able to manifest the life of your dreams. There are 5 steps involved if you are trying to manifest absolutely anything in your life. And I want to give you the breakdown so that you can be a little bit more attentive, so that you can pay attention to the things that you are doing in your life when it comes to manifesting the things that you want. So the 5 steps that are involved in manifesting what you want is, number one, there's something called the law of vibration, right? Law of vibration brings attraction. What is the law of vibration? Absolutely everything that we do is on a frequency. Right. If you were listening to this on the radio, in order to be able to tune into this podcast, right, you would have to tune into a particular frequency to be able to hear that. If you were in the UK and you wanted to listen to Kiss FM, you'd have to tune into the frequency of 100 on the dial to be able to tune into Kiss. If you went to 99.2. you tune into a different frequency, right? So absolutely everything that we do is at a frequency. That is the law of vibration. How do I tap into the frequency of the thing that I want? This is where a lot of people tend to miss out, but it takes discipline. It takes understanding, right? To be able to get into the frequency. I always start from this premise. Let's say you're looking to manifest a new job in your life, right? First question to ask yourself: how would you feel if you woke up today, this morning, and you had manifested the job that you want? How would you feel, right? You would feel relief. You would feel a sense of accomplishment. You would feel a sense of joy. You will feel a sense of comfort. You wouldn't feel so tense. You will feel a sense of peace because you know that you will be able to pay your bills and be able to survive and do what you need to do, right? And so if you look at it right now, if you are in a space where you are tense, you are uncomfortable, where you are stressed out and all of those things, what happens is when you are on those frequencies, you are sending a message to your subconscious mind and to the superconscious, the universe, that you have not attained or reached this thing in your life. And it's quite obvious, right? And so the first thing to be able to tap into the frequency of the thing that you desire is you want to start to feel the things that you will feel if you had attained or achieved that thing right now. That's the trickiest part. That's where you want to be able to, start getting things right. Right. So for me, if I like to start my day meditating, I take the time, I start to feel those things. I wake up in the morning, I go into the space where I start to feel those things for how, if I woke up today, how would my perfect day go? My perfect day would be the deals that I'm working on. It will come through. Everybody is going to sign their contracts on time. Payments will be on time. I'm going to come into the studio. I'm going to record the podcast. Everything is going to flow. Response is going to be great because it'll be helping people's lives. How would I feel when all these things are happening? I will feel happy. I will feel joyful. I will feel a sense of relief and accomplishment and feeling great about myself. And I wake up, and when I go into my meditation, I conjure all of these feelings. Right. I think about it. I start my day in this mood. Where I am feeling great. It doesn't mean that you're going to come out and immediately everything around you is going to be great. This is where you are going to fight the good fight of faith. Right. Because there sometimes might be evidence in this physical realm that sometimes contradicts the thing that you are looking to create. that's okay. The question is, can you stay focused on your feeling? Can you stay and remain in the state of joy? Can you stay and remain in that state of relief when there are still bills that you need to pay? Can you stay and try to remain in that state of comfort, knowing full well that it is done and it is well? If you are able to get into that space of mind, first of all, this is the first step and the most important step in being able to manifest anything in your life. If you are able to get to the final state of feeling, oh my goodness, you are able to fast forward your manifestation process, because everything that we are creating in our lives is being created from how we feel. If you wake up and you are feeling nasty, you will go out there and you will continue to attract nasty situations that will continue to make you feel nasty, right? That's just the law of vibration. That's the law of attraction. That's just how it works. And so the feeling is the most important thing. Feeling is the key. Feeling is the master key to be able to unlock the door into the thing that you are trying to manifest. Always try to create that feeling. Assume the feeling of the thing that you want to create right now. You do not need to wait to see the full manifestation before you start to be happy and be relieved and be excited about it. You can create that feeling right now. That's the beautiful power of our imagination. You're trying to manifest a new car right now. How would you feel if the car was outside right now? How would you feel? Shit, you would even be in the house. You'd be outside on the street. You want to get into the state of imagination right now, where you are out in the streets and you're meeting your friends and everybody's telling you, yo, nice car. I like your new car. I'm feeling your new car. You're feeling all big headed and shit. You're happy. Those are the feelings that you want to create right now. If you are able to create that right now while you are waiting for the manifestation to happen, that's when you're able to unlock the key and tap into the right frequencies, right? So that's the first step. The first step is vibration. Number two, action. Look, I talk about the law of attraction and manifestation all the time, and people sometimes feel that you can simply sit your way and meditate your way to manifesting anything in your life. It doesn't quite work like that. What I just described, the law of vibration and the law of attraction, is what's going to bring and attract that opportunity into your life experience. But it is your action that is going to claim the manifestation. So you want to make sure, let's say you're looking to acquire the new job that I just mentioned. Well, what are your skill sets looking like, right? Are you prepared for it? Have you got a resume and a CV that is attractive to potential employers? If you were called for an interview right now about the job position that you're looking to go into, first of all, if you're looking to get a new job, are you applying for jobs? Are you waking up every day as if you already have a job? If you're applying, looking to a 9-to-5, for example, are you waking up and making sure that you're ready and sat at your desk by 9 a.m. in the morning, ready to work, right? Getting yourself into that place of position where you don't have to be lazy and start waking up in the morning after you get the job. You want to start preparing yourself right now and get into that place of action. You wake up every day and you apply for jobs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you hit up everybody you know on LinkedIn to see what the opportunities are. You get on the phone and get the calls and call up people to see if there are opportunities available that you can do, right? So you don't necessarily have to sit around waiting and doing absolutely nothing. I start my day with meditation, but after I finish meditating for 20, 25 minutes, I get my ass up and I get to work. Right. I want to create a podcast that is going to be number one in business, entrepreneurship and inspiration. Well, I can meditate all I want. If I don't get my butt into the studio and give the people something that is going to be something that is tangible, something that is going to be uplifting and motivational and inspirational and practical for their lives, people will not be tuning in. So I can think and desire all I want for wanting to create this stuff. If I don't equip myself with the knowledge and the resources to be able to come out here and give people the game that I'm giving them, it isn't going to work out, right? So action is important. The law of attraction, the law of vibration, it brings the opportunities into your experience. It is with your action that you are able to claim the manifestation. You're looking for a new partner, you're looking for love in your life, you go to the cafe, you're sitting there, this beautiful, gorgeous girl walks past, and you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, this is a bit of me right there. Well, you can sit there and you can meditate all you want about the love of your life. This is the opportunity for you to get your ass up and go and speak to this person. Meanwhile, for the majority of people, they're going to be sitting there, shy, afraid, cautious. What if they reject me? What if she has a boyfriend? What if she's married? What if she's this? What if she's that? How about you start just giving yourself the taking advantage of the opportunities that you say you want and taking action towards them? What's the worst that could happen? I always think about what's the worst that could happen. The worst that could happen in any situation like that is you go and she's like, yo, I'm not interested. Guess what? You go back and you finish your coffee. That's the worst that could happen. But people are so afraid of rejection. People are so afraid of failure. Most of these things that may not even necessarily happen, but they have created all of these scenarios in their minds. Well, what if it doesn't work out? What if da 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 da? What if da da da? Well, what the fuck if it works out? You feel me? So this is essential part in the manifestation process. We are living in a physical universe. The law of attraction and all of these things, they're metaphysical, they're spiritual, they work in a realm that we don't see or always understand. But what once we are able to tap into that, the opportunities will be brought into you. Let's say you're looking for an investor for your new business. There was somebody who had come to me for an investment in a project that they were doing in, and I was super duper interested because I was actually looking for a similar type of project to get myself into. Well, I got on the phone with the guy and I was like, look, how much money are you looking for? He was like, yeah, look, I'm looking for about 100,000 to 150,000. I'm like, look, what is it? Is it 100,000 or is it 150,000? Well, what are you going to be using £150,000 for? Well, you know, we're looking to produce the product and spend on marketing and da-da-da. I'm like, well, cool. So the product is already done. You've been able to do it. You've been able to do a bit of marketing. What's the feedback on so far? Well, we haven't done that yet. I'm just kind of waiting for investment to be able to do that. I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's interesting. What sort of returns am I going to be getting back? He was like, yeah, 5%. I'm like, 5% on my investment. All right, cool. That's probably not going to work for any investor for what you're asking. The guy quickly went back up. He's like, yeah, well, yeah, I can make it 15%. I'm like, dude, have you sat down and done your maths? Have you actually sat down and looked at the flow of your production, from what exactly you need, how much it's going to cost to manufacture, how much it's going to cost for shipping, how much it's going to cost to actually market, and the actual return, the real viable return that investors will be getting, and why anybody should even care about giving you any money? Right. So you've sat there, you've been doing all your whatever you're doing. I was like, listen, you don't need to worry about law of attraction anymore, because whatever you're doing with law of attraction, it actually works, because you were able to attract an investor who was interested in investing. But now it's the action part that you need to figure out. You need to go and put some shit together and understand your game plan, understand your pitch, so that when the opportunities do come, so that when you do attract the investor, they are going to come. And you will be able to smash it, and you will be able to reel them in, because you would have been prepared, well prepared. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to do what? To fail. And so that's essential. And that is action. Law of attraction, or the law of vibration, is not an excuse to not taking action. That's not what that is, right? So you've got to take action. It is absolutely, absolutely essential. And then the next thing on there is skill sets. Like I've just mentioned, if you are going to be taking action in these things, you want to be making sure, if you're looking to get involved into, if you want to get into business, you want to get into properties, for example, and you want to go and start looking for investors and people to help you acquire property and all of that. Well, what are your skill sets right now? Have you taken the time to gain some experience? What are you doing right now that is preparing you and fortifying you with the necessary skills and the necessary tools for you to be able to thrive in the market? Because look, law of attraction is not an excuse for being an expert at what you do. Right? You still have to be an expert at what you do. You still have to be good at what you do. You still have to take the time and put in your 10,000 hours and become an expert and keep going. Right? So it's absolutely essential. You still have to become an expert. I like, just because we're spiritual people and we know how to take advantage of these laws of the universe, does not excuse us from becoming people who are excellent at what we do. If you want to be a great speaker and you want to be out here, and I want to have the number one podcast in entrepreneurship and business and inspiration and all of these categories, well, it won't exactly help if I am not a great communicator. right? I still need to be able to learn these tools and be able to find ways to be able to market myself and be able to build myself with the necessary skill sets that is required for the area that I'm trying to succeed in. And so what skill sets do you require to be able to succeed in the area that you say you want to be successful in, right? And you have to put in the hours, you have to put in the work. I remember one of my friends always used to say, he's a friend, he started out as a mentor to me, but I remember from about 10 years ago, this is what he always used to say to me. He was like, pray as if everything depends on God, but work as if everything depends on you. Right. And that is the right balance. That is the sort of balance that you want to strike. You want to be able to put in the hours as well here in the physical, perfecting your skill set, sharpening your axe, making sure that when you get into the field, you are able to strike with effectiveness, right, and precision. That is absolutely important. So a skill set is the next step. And then number four, persistence. You know about the guy who I told you I was interested in investing in his project? Well, he bombed that first phone call that we had about what his investment was required and all of that. But you know what happened to the guy? I never heard from him again. And I was actually quite disappointed. If I had found an investor who was interested and I had missed out on the first opportunity, yo, I would be looking for this guy left, right, center. I'll be finding out where he goes to gym. I'll be finding out where he goes for drinks on Friday nights. I'll be finding out absolutely everything about this person, and I will be chasing and hunting them down, right? For another opportunity and another shot. This is the problem with a lot of people. A lot of people give up too easily. Just because we're applying the laws of the universe and the law of attraction and the law of vibration doesn't mean we are not persistent. In fact, success only ever comes to you if you are persistent, if you don't fucking quit. We have to be like little children. You need to swallow your pride and you need to persistently keep going after the things that you want. I would have loved for that guy who was looking for investment, I would have loved for him to come back and come to me again and be like, look, I perfected my pitch, or better yet, help me, ask me to help him perfect his pitch. After all, you're pitching to me, no? So a lot of us tend to give up too quickly. We don't have that energy, that air of persistence around us. And quite frankly, that is all that matters. If you want to be successful in absolutely any and everything, you need to have a level of persistence like none other before. You just have to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going until you get the results that you want, right? And of course, the last thing on the last step is the results. This is what happens after you take advantage of the law of vibration, after you get into that frequency and get into that mood, then you are going to get into the next set where the opportunities are going to start coming towards you, where you're going to have to take action, right? And if you want to succeed at the actions that you want to be taking, you want to perfect your skill set, right? You want to be effective and you want to be great at what you do. And just because you knock on the door the first time and it doesn't open doesn't mean you stop there. You have to be persistent. That's number four. You have to persistently keep going after the things that you want and the things that you desire nonstop, right? Just because they didn't open the door, you don't say to yourself, well, maybe this is not God's time for me. That's bullshit. Like, a lot of people have blamed so much opportunity on God, it not being God's time. All this time, God was like, I want to see a little bit of enthusiasm from you. How badly do you want this? How? Keep going for it, damn it. And it's at that stage that we start to see results, right? Results. This is the step to be able to manifest anything that you desire in your life. Listen, guys, I wanted to keep it short and sweet for you on this episode. I hope this has been helpful to you. I want us to go out there and manifest the life of our dreams. And these are the steps that are necessary. These are the steps that are important and vital for us to be able to go out there and live the life that we want. This has been Moving Mountains Podcast, Motivational Mondays with your host, Michael O. Like I said, I want to hear feedback from you guys. If you are not already following us, make sure you're following us on Moving Mountains Pod _ on Instagram, and connect with me. My personal page is sir.michaelo. I want to hear your feedback about how the podcast is helping you in your life. I want, of course, there's the Ask Michael O. If you have any questions about entrepreneurship, law of attraction, business, just life in general, and you want my two pence on it, make sure you send us a voice note on Moving Mountains Pod _, and I'm going to answer your question on one of these episodes of the podcast. Listen, guys, have an amazing week. You've been listening to Moving Mountains. Peace out.
All new episodes drops every Monday and Wednesday, available on all platforms.